This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living in our home.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innani anallah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni, wa aqimus salah li dhikri. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon all of you. Welcome to the program Islam Quest. Inshallah, in today's episode we shall take up a very important question which prevails in the minds of many those who do not believe in Allah Almighty. They say, what are the reasons or what are the proofs to prove that Allah Almighty is the true God? First of all, let us take some background study about this disbelief or this rejection. There are two primary or essential reasons for people not to believe in Allah Almighty as a true God. Number one is ignorance. People, they do not know who Allah Almighty is. As a result, they conclude that Allah Almighty is not a true God. They do not study. They do not know. They do not understand. As a result, they reject Almighty God, Allah the Most High. And this is so unfair. This is so unfair for those people who do not get educated, who do not understand, who do not know who Allah is, and then rejection. Rejection on what basis? If a person knows and then he rejects, that's a different story. But by Allah, if somebody studies honestly and fairly, he will never ever reject the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will never ever deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true God. He will never deny that fact. So the primary reason why people do not believe that Allah Almighty is a true God is because they are ignorant. The second reason why people don't believe in Allah Almighty to be the true God is because of their arrogance. People, sometimes they know who Allah is, but they still deny. They still deny because of their arrogance, because of their pride, because of their ego. They deny Allah Almighty. And this is again so unfair on their part, that they are arrogant against whom? Against Allah Almighty? They reject the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are arrogant. Now, if a person switches off the light and a person who closes their eyes, how can there be light for these people? If the person is ignorant, how can he understand who Allah is? And if a person is arrogant, he is not fair, he is not honest, he is not truthful, he is not sincere, how can then it be possible for them to accept Allah Almighty to be the true God? However, in this episode, we shall take again an attempt as a reminder for people to reflect that Allah Almighty is indeed the true God. There are basically countless reasons to prove that Allah Almighty is the true God. However, in this session, we would take a look at the top 10 reasons why Allah Almighty is the true God. The first reason why Allah Almighty is the true God is because He is one and unique. There is no one in the creation who is just one in nature and unique as well, except the Creator, Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His existence. He doesn't share His decision with others. He doesn't take any advices from others. He doesn't have to, because He is one and unique in His existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not take any suggestions before He takes an action. He just says, kun fayakun, be, and the things come into being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His existence. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His lordship as well. There is no one who sustains the entire creation. There is no one who sustains and provides to the creation. There is no ultimate provider other than Allah, who is one and unique in His lordship, in controlling, in owning, in protecting, in safeguarding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His lordship. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fatiha, Surah number 1, ayah number 2, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the Alameen. He is the Lord of the entire creation. What we see and what we don't see. Allah is the Creator. He is the Lord. He is the Sustainer. He is the Provider. He is the Controller. He is the Owner of everything that exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His names and attributes. There is no one who has the most beautiful names and the most perfect attributes except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His divinity and in His lordship. There is no one who shares any portion, any part with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who get associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason we say, if you really want to know who Allah is, know His names and attributes, know His divinity, and that will lead a person to worship Him alone. So the first reason why Allah Almighty is the true God is because He is one and unique in all these things. The second reason why Allah Almighty is the true God is because He is absolute and eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely independent. He is not dependent on you, me and the rest, but we all are dependent upon the Creator. He is absolute. He is as-samad. He is absolute and He is eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the Creator, being our Lord, He is the God who always gives us but doesn't take from the creation. And that makes Him the true God. So the second point why Allah Almighty is the true God is because He is absolute and eternal. He is independent and eternal. If you compare any person, any deity that you might worship, compare that deity, compare that God or so-called God with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is as-samad, who is absolute, who is eternal. And you would realize that all the things, all the people that you might think that is God, or the form of God, or the God incarnate, They all are dependent. We, the creation, the quality of the creation, the nature of the creation is that we are dependent. We are dependent on the greatest and the most supreme force, and that is Allah Almighty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is by Himself. He is absolute and He is eternal. That is the second reason that proves Allah Almighty to be the true God. The second reason, the third reason why Allah Almighty is the true God is because He is all-powerful. He is all-powerful. There is no one who is more powerful than Allah Almighty. You may bring any deity, any person, any part of the creation, that will all be powerless in comparison with Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Nur, Surah number 24, Ayah number 45, as well as in Surah Baqarah, in so many places, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over all things. He is the one, my dear brothers and sisters, who has the capacity and the power and the authority over all things. And that makes Him to be the true God. Obviously, the Creator, the Lord, our God, must be powerful so that we may approach Him. He shouldn't be weak. He shouldn't be powerless as those who are worshipped by the people are powerless, as Allah gives an example in Surah Hajj, Surah number 22, Ayah number 73. Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, here is an example for you. Listen to it very carefully. To whom you worship besides Allah, they can never create a fly. They can never create a fly. Even if all of them get together for this purpose. And if the fly snatches something from them, they have no power to release it back. So weak are those who worship them, and weak are those whom they worship. These all are just names, and the people think and assume they are gods. But indeed, the reality is Allah Almighty is the true God because He is all-powerful. That is the third reason why Allah Almighty is the true God. We will continue with other reasons among the top 10 reasons why Allah Almighty is the true God after a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Know that we are living.